The bird of paradise. If you turn now to the map of Asia, you will find a number of islands lying to the south of Malacca and forming a link between Asia and Australia. These islands are in the very midst of the tropics. The warm tropical seas bathe their coasts, and dark, dense forests cover many of them from the seashore to the top of the highest mountain. One of the largest of these islands, called New Guinea, and a few small islands near it, are the home of the splendid bird of paradise. These birds live nowhere else. The natives call them God's birds, because they think them more splendid than any other that he has made. The head and neck of the bird of paradise are as soft as velvet, and of a golden tint that changes while you are looking at it into all the colors of the rainbow. Its tail is a magnificent plume of fairy-like feathers, partly white and partly yellow, so that you might think they were made of silver and gold. This plume is very much longer than the body, and makes the bird appear larger than it is, for in reality it is only about the size of a pigeon. We can hardly fancy a flock of these beautiful birds upon the wing, floating at their ease, or pursuing the insects of various kinds that serve them for food. But this is no uncommon sight in that land of flowers and spices, a land that seems exactly fitted to be the home of the bird of paradise.